is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Kapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Kyiv today on a day-long visit to Ukraine after completing his historic visit to Poland. Prime Minister Modi reached the Ukrainian capital on board a train taking a journey of around 10 hours under tight security. The Indian community accorded a very warm welcome to Modi on his arrival. Later, PM Modi paid floral tributes at the statue of Mahatma Gandhi in Kyiv. During his visit to Ukraine, Modi will hold one-on-one and delegation-level talks with President Volodymyr Zelensky. The two leaders will hold discussions on the entire gamut of bilateral relations, ranging from economic and business linkages, agriculture, infrastructure, health and education, pharmaceuticals, defense, culture and people-to-people ties. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said India and the US are natural allies and are destined to be strong partners. The minister was addressing the Indian diaspora in Washington on the first day of his official visit to the United States. Singh reached Washington last evening on a four-day visit to the United States at the invitation of the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. The defense minister said it is heartwarming to see how the Indian community continues to cherish and uphold their cultural values and maintain their connection to their roots. After Singh's arrival, India and the U.S. signed the Security of Supplies Arrangement Document, SOSA, and Memorandum of Agreement regarding the assignment of liaison officers. With the signing of SOSA, India and U.S. agreed to provide priority support for goods and services that promote national defense. During his visit, Singh will hold a bilateral meeting with his U.S. counterpart, Lloyd Austin, and National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan. The country is celebrating its first-ever National Space Day today. On this day last year, Chandrayaan-3 mission accomplished a safe and soft landing of the Vikram lander on the lunar surface. With the achievement, India has joined the elite group of spacefaring nations, becoming only the fourth nation to land on the surface and the first nation to land near the south pole of the moon. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister greeted fellow citizens on the occasion. The theme for this year's celebration is Touching Lives While Touching the Moon, India's Space Saga, which emphasizes the profound impact of space exploration on society and technology. Speaking at the main function organized on the occasion of Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning, President Draupadi Murmu said the Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has made important contributions not only to the space sector but also to the socio-economic development of the country. Minister of State for Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said Narendra Modi government has broken the shackles of the past to liberate the space sector. ISRO Chairman S. Somnath said there is a lot of enthusiasm among people on National Space Day. The government has banned 156 medicines, including antibiotics, painkillers and multivitamins, after a review found that they posed health risks. The Health Ministry in a notification said that the 156 fixed-dose combination medicines are irrational combinations. The ministry said that the use of these drugs are likely to involve risk to human beings, whereas safer alternatives are available. It also added that the decision has been taken after the matter was examined by an expert committee appointed by the government and the Drugs Technical Advisory Board. In Uttarakhand, four Nepalese workers were killed in a landslide amid heavy rain near Fata in Rudraprayag district. The State Disaster Response Force has reached the spot and started a rescue operation. The Badrinath National Highway in Chamoli district is blocked for movement of vehicles due to landslides at various places. The Supreme Court today adjourned the hearing of Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal's pleas challenging his arrest and seeking bail in the case registered by the CBI over the alleged Delhi liquor policy scam. The hearing has been adjourned till 5th of September after the CBI sought time to file a counter affidavit in the matter. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, has said that New Delhi has taken up the matter of seizure of Guru Granth Sahib in Qatar with the Qatari side, and the Indian embassy has kept the Sikh community in Doha abreast of developments in this regard. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.